It's January 7th, and this dispatch is coming to you on behalf of the entire Berg Adventures 2004 Ojos and Aconcagua Expedition from a slope high above Santa Rosa Lake, where we camped last night. Santa Rosa Lake is just under 12,000 feet, or maybe almost 3,600 meters, and we've climbed quite far above the lake on our acclimatization walk this morning. The terrain around me is vast and open and seems very pure and certainly beautiful. The colors are simple in the desert here. There's the brilliant white of the salt flats. There's also the brilliant green of Santa Rosa Lake adjacent to the salt flats. Then there's the brown of the hills all around me, and off in the distance you can see slivers of white glacier, very small glaciers, on the distant high peaks. The glaciers are quite small, even though we are at high altitude in this area, because it's an exceedingly dry environment. If it seems a bit windy, I hope you can hear me anyway. I'm trying to shield the satellite phone, but we do have wind up here, even though the air temperatures are quite warm for this elevation. As soon as we climbed above Santa Rosa Lake, it got very windy. As I said, the entire crew is here. Dee just walked by me, Dee from California, along with Max. Daniel from Colorado is here, as I mentioned yesterday. Gary Bacon has joined us again. He has just come down from Ecuador, where he was climbing, so he's already got his acclimatization taken care of on this trip. And we also have, we're lucky enough to have, again, some representatives from the Mariner Energy Oceaneering Group. I'm lucky enough to get to climb with these guys quite frequently now. On this trip, we got Dave Huber and Richard Clark and Norb Gorman. And as usual, these guys work hard and they play hard. They work hard in their careers, but they love their adventures, and I always know they're going to show up for one of these climbs, having prepared themselves to really push. We've got another group of friends here, all Elvis veterans with BAI most recently, I believe. That's Joel Clark, Joel Check, Samantha Kim, Gary Kenyon, and Bruce Weissman. These guys were all on Elvis not that long ago, although Sam, on that trip, only made it as far as Amsterdam and gave the group her moral support and best wishes from there. This time we've been lucky enough to get her off work long enough to do the Ojos-only portion of this trip, although we'll certainly be lobbying her to, or maybe we'll kidnap her and try to take her to Aconcagua with us. It's always great to have Sam back with her beautiful smile and knowing how strong and solid a performer she is on these trips. Got Paul Stampin, again, another Elvis veteran. I'm lucky enough to have Paul back. Paul will be making his second attempt on Aconcagua, having tried it a few years ago. He's looking to be in great shape, and it's great to have him back around as well. Speaking of returns to summits, Don Ball is back, and you may recall from last year's Ojos dispatches that Donna was on that team as well, and felt like she hadn't trained quite as hard as she should have. Took this year to get herself prepared, had a minor setback, I would say a major setback actually, with a torn ligament in her knee, her ACL, but she's bounced back great from that and is back for another attempt this year on Ojos as well as Aconcagua. Finally, we got one of my very favorite father-son teams along. We got Dick and Tom Jesser again. Those guys last climbed with me on Island Peak a few years ago, but they've been quite active in mountaineering since that time, including in Bolivia, and I heard most probably about their really successful, lengthy but successful ascent of Mount Rainier with Gary Porter from our Everest climb last spring. It's always great to climb with these guys. Dick Jesser is 79 years old. And not long ago, he walked past us, and we're sitting on a rock, and Norm asked me, how can I learn to move as efficiently and as fast and as well as that guy? And I said, well, I think what Dick's got going for him is the muscle memory, the efficient movement of decades of tramping through the mountains and climbing. as climbing and being in the mountains around his home in Boulder, Colorado, is just one of his many passions. But it's paid off well, and as he says, he's begun his 80th year, and he looks great climbing these mountains, and it's a privilege to be back in the wilds with him again. So we'll continue to update you as we up our acclimatization ante day by day, working higher and higher, and preparing for an ascent of Ojos next week. Beautiful landscape, great team. We're off to a great start on this expedition.